listening to Fakeologist Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to audiochat.fakeologist.com. This is a new and exciting way to communicate with fellow fakeologists around the globe. Each day we compress and post the day's audio into a file that can be big or small. Discover new voices and ideas that talk about media fakery like you never did before. To listen to the live stream, go to s3.fakeologist.com. Now, on with the audio chat. Okay, August 8th, it's 8-8-2015. I got a new voice on the line, it's Geo Free. Geo Free has been coming in many times to the audio chat, and now he's found me. I found him, he found me, and welcome, Geo Free, to the live stream.
Thank you, Ab. I'm glad to be here. I just stumbled right in here. It's not even been like 2 minutes, and I've been listening to your radio shows, and they're fascinating. I've never heard of the Ball Earth Skeptics. I've never heard of that. Fell into that, but I'm not sure.
Well, you're not supposed to be sure. I'm actually just listening to an old voice who's come back from the dead, I guess, or the pure back pain planet, Art Bell. And he allegedly set up a debate between the Morgyle, who was the last debate on the Ball Earth Skeptics, and a professor. And I just made a post on fakeologist.com about it. And I'm just starting to listen to the audio now. I thought I'd post it and let everyone listen. And that way, when I'm finished, maybe they'll be finished too. And so far, it's very insulting audio for the Morgyle, who's a very smart guy. And so far, I'm not liking the interview, the debate at all, because it's not really a debate. And Art Bell is not being a very impartial juror or judge or adjudicator. So far, I'm not enjoying it, but I'm really enjoying Baller Skepticism, that's for sure.
Yeah, I haven't listened to Art Bell. I probably listened to him when I was probably fairly socialist. I was very young. I'm only, I'll say it, whatever. I'm 26, so I'm really young, but...
yeah, you're young. That's great. Oh, to be young again.
I mean, you can't turn back time, but...
No.
But Art Bell, he's advertised on 8chan poll at the moment. I see it all the time when I'm, well, not all the time since I have ads blocked, but I see it often. It's pretty interesting. But is the Ball Earth Skeptic Roundtable, the latest one I saw was with some man claiming, it was a black guy with blue sunglasses.
Oh, that was Mike. Yeah. That was Mike.
That was a good one.
That's a good one too. Mike sounds pretty real. I really enjoy him as well. They all sound fairly real. I'm always worried about, hate operatives to come into the field, but doesn't sound at all like one.
I mean, how easy would it be to have them infiltrate the alternative news at like sphere, you know? I find that
very
easier. Yeah.
Of course. And I tell people that listen to me, be skeptical of me as well. I'm not insulted by that. I'm not insulted at all. I advise about it. I advise people to essentially skeptical about everyone and use your own brain. And I would like everyone's opinion on Baller Skepticism. And I like to hear what people have to say about it. I like people to think about it very carefully, just like I ask them to think about media fakery very carefully. And let me know what your thoughts are about it and make your own decision. Certainly don't follow me, but you can listen to me and follow my pathway.
Yeah, I've always been skeptical of the moon. There was a Fox special. I must have been at least 10, and I was having trouble sleeping. And this went on. I had the TV playing. I used to fall asleep to the television. Like, I had really bad problems getting to sleep. Like, I just couldn't reckon myself to calm down, I guess, enough. But then this comes on, and it's literally just conspiracy about the moon and faking the moon landings. And ever since then, I mean, I've always been into Bigfoot, into just aliens itself, just being a scared bitch. And, you know, that comes on and I just haven't really been able to focus on that, it being an actual foundation of a reality. Like, it's just, I just don't see it. Especially now with the fake footage that you can see now and zoom in and all the, you know, everyone has Photoshop now. So they can just see the layers and whatnot. It's just...
Yeah, we have a lot of technology to help us. This is what's making... This is what's accelerating skepticism in my mind. I've said it before. We have the technology to talk, communicate with fellow skeptics. We have the ability to quickly analyze and discuss these issues as they come out. It's fantastic. And again, before we would listen to an Art Bell show and we'd all scratch our heads and think, oh, I'm not sure about this. Let me talk to my family. Family. Oh, you're nuts. Art Bell is a quack. Don't even listen to him. And then you go back to your corner and back to your daily routine. Now we can immediately go to the internet. Let's discuss this latest thing. What, do you think it was an ambush? Do you think it was set up? Do you think Art Bell's on the payroll? And we can really accelerate our views in a great, fantastic way that we could not before. Come on to specific websites like Fakeologist, and which is just geared for this. This is all I want to talk about. I don't want to talk about too many stray non-related topics because people come here just to talk about fakeology. If you want to talk about anything else, you can set up your own channel, your own blog. But now we have these specialized rooms and interest places and points that we can set up all of us, and it's fantastic.
It's all super niche now. I mean, you just look at these crazy subcultures that are growing out of the communities of like Reddit, like these furries. There's also what, like My Little Pony people, these people that are so encompassed by cartoons that they want to envelop it into their own universal perspective. Just makes me think of multi-universe theory being just somewhat, you know, pondering, but just very fake. But it is real in conscious minds because these people live in a whole different world. Us, them, regular people, you know.
Well, yeah, I'm not into bronies and ponies and furries and whatnot, like you said, but I know what you're saying. I've heard about them, so.
Yeah.
How long, so you're a young guy. Where are you from? And you sound like you're from the mid or southern states.
I'm from northeast. I'm like outside Philadelphia.
Okay. You have a bit of an accent there. Have you ever been in the south, or is that a Philly accent?
Philly accent. It's probably a Philly accent. I don't know how much I have of it, but I'm like, my parents grew up in Philly. Yeah.
All right, that's cool. So, how long have you been looking at my website, Fakeologist?
I would probably have to say a month or so. I stumbled across the Mammy's link, and ever since then, man, I mean, it was very hard finding shows. But with Mammy's, he's been really posting some really good stuff. Like, I don't even know who it is. And then the first Fakeologist show, I was with O'Hallahan,
yeah.
Yeah,
and he was talking a Mammy's fan, too.
Yeah, man. He was talking about Mammy's, and I just discovered Mammy's. And I was like, yeah, man. Fuck yeah.
Well, that's good. Yeah, well, first of all, Mammy's is a group blog, which means many people can do it. And person that puts Fakeologist podcasts up is named Del Qua from Ireland. Great guy. Been absent, I suppose, for a few weeks now, maybe just because of the summer months, trying to enjoy warm weather. But he's the one responsible for putting all Fakeologist related stuff up. So we're very grateful, of course, for that.
Oh, and, very cool.
Yeah. And I noticed you've been coming into the audio chat, and I don't know if you've heard me speak to the fact that many people do come into the audio chat, don't see anyone turn around and leave. And therefore, that's one of the reasons I set up another URL called schedule.fakeologist.com. And what I've done there is for anyone interested in talking to other people, instead of just going in the audio chat and not finding anybody, you can make a schedule, your schedule, and go to need.com and find my link and then put your available times. And I'm trying to set that up right now, actually. For instance, if you want to go to the weekend audio chat, go to schedule.fakeologist.com. Actually putting this in now. I'm a little behind the times here. And you'll see a weekend audio chat. And edit it now. So you'll see a link. I haven't really done much of this spreadsheet yet. And are you there now?
I'm trying to get, wait, is it fakeologistaudiochat.com, one word?
No, go to schedule.fakeologist.com.
Yeah, I'm there.
Someone just came in.
Oh, it's got my email?
No, it just says, there's two anonymous people looking at the spreadsheet now.
Oh, okay.
I don't know who's who. You're not logged in to Google, therefore it doesn't show your identity. Just fine.
No, I should be logged in, but I don't know.
You see that meeting need link? Just click on that, and then you'll go to need to meet, and you can put links when you're available. I put my availability for today and tomorrow between 7 and 9. I was just actually sitting in front of my computer, which I shouldn't be because it's so nice out, and I saw you log in. I thought I'd chat with you quickly, but you could put any time that you're available. You want to meet other people to chat with? Now, there's another link above that for the week. Oh, I see. I got two weekend links on there.
Yeah, I see it all there. The weekend audio chat.
I got two links to the same thing, but they have different that one.
Huh, that's interesting. So you have it set up so everyone that's logged in is anonymous. It doesn't matter.
Well, I don't know, actually. I didn't do that deliberately.
Well, it looks like it. It looks like I'm the anonymous man.
There's two anonymous people right now, I think.
Most of your chats are like early in the morning for the most part?
Well, on the weekend, that's when I have time. Audio chat, shit. August 10th, 7th, 12th. I'm just trying to put up a schedule for next week, August 10th to the 4th. So if you're available next week, you put down your times that you're available.
Yeah, I'm more of a nighttime person. In the mornings, usually I'm sleeping or working.
Yeah, well, put in that time then. You're available. Put in my times for next week. I have a lot of times available, but what afternoons? Yeah.
And you know, I found it funny that you were talking about switching to Linux Mint, and it's kind of like what I'm testing with on one of my machines. And it's,
yeah.
I'm trying to connect this Apple Bluetooth keyboard, and man, dude, you can't get it done.
A lot of problems. I'm not. I might just get a cheap machine. I was thinking of buying a used machine and just playing with it because I don't really want to switch everything over and then have problems. Because I use a ton of programs, I can't always find them for Linux.
Yeah, and sometimes they're kind of hard to find. I mean, if you don't know what you're looking for.
Right. Okay. So I've got next week's schedule up. So if people want to go on there, if you're listening to the live stream at s3.fakeologist.com, you can go to schedule.fakeologist.com. You can get in there and click the links, go to need to meet, and then find the meeting that you're interested in and just put your availability. And it works pretty well. You're pretty young when 9/11 happened, I suppose.
Yeah, I was young. And teachers never told me about it until I came home.
Yeah, might not be too relevant to you then, I suppose.
Well, I mean, I've looked at it constantly. And that September's Clues documentary is just mind-blowing.
Yes.
I've been telling people about it, just, you know, to look into it.
What? Take a fakeologist point of view, or are you still developing your point of view on it?
I know a lot of things are fake. I mean, psyops are everywhere, false flags, you know, Sandy Hook, Boston bombing, the Aurora shooting being finalized on the same day as the Louisiana New Orleans shooting, all that fakery. I mean, everything's mostly fake.
What's your definition of fake, though? Because that's a very sweeping statement.
No, you're right. I probably more manipulation of, you know, facts.
Well, PSYOP is a very sophisticated military operation, so you have to be careful not to dismiss it as fakery, because that just indicates that it's a quick story that's put out in the media with no basis of reality. But there's a lot of reality that is created, and I believe they are what are called hyper-realistic exercises, and then there's fakery to augment them to make them seem real problem.
I think just like trying to justify it being as it is through the narrative of what they want, of like whatever the orator is that is explaining such events, those people are usually susceptible to just manipulating true facts. But I don't have a true definition of a fakery or fakeologists, so.
Well, it's an ongoing process, so you're basically just cutting your teeth on the website, learning about it.
I mean, political ideologies, I can see through. I've probably looked into that more so, because I really fell into the black hole. I graduated, you know, in 08, and then, you know, shit hit the fan. The economy started shrinking and falling apart. Huge investment banks, like, on the edge of collapse. And then that put me on the horizon of looking towards, you know, just the creation of money and debt, and just looking into how the manipulation of currency has always been the facade of slavery over, you know, the masses, the ordinary peoples, and to where we are now. I mean, we are leveraged even higher. So it really made me look into why they are doing the things that they do with their political connections, you know, Rothschilds, the bourgeoisie, going back to like Italy and, the people that funded the Pope. The Medici family, you know?
Yeah.
And it's really interesting, because when you're looking through history, if you have such a grand, viewpoint on it, you know, 800 years ago isn't that far away.
No.
So, yeah, political ideologies, I've kind of seen to what they are now, like Wahhabists. I mean, the people in Saudi Arabia that are running that country and killing people for just, you know, wearing jeans, probably having a woman drive a car, you know, having these executioners.
The problem is you're not there, so you don't know what's happening there. That's what you're told.
Yeah, true. I mean, they do want, but they don't want us, like, people in the United States, the people that, like, the media, they don't perceive Saudi Arabia as the horrible people they are, because we do a lot of business with them. But things are boiling over, and I think people are realizing that they are pretty, you know, hyper-conservative Wahhabists.
But they're also representatives of the Anglo-American Empire. They are the minority, and they are put in power to manage the population of Saudi Arabia. They work for the royalty, not the Saudi royalty, the European, as you call it, bourgeoisie.
No, you're right. And I mean, like, Ab, what do you think about the 22 pages that were, you know, not, they were classified in the 9/11 commission report, or the Senate commission report? Like, one of the, supposedly it, you know, points to Saudi Arabia being some highlight point.
I think it's a story, and that's another chapter in the story to keep you occupied, to help reinforce the belief system that 9/11 was a real event.
Yeah, so that would just clarify, that would be more defining towards the facts that there were planes, that there were people like in these planes, you know.
Yeah, how many more occult numbers does one need? Constant mockery of the that are not awake. Number 22 should be your first clue that this is just another chapter in a story of complete fantasy.
So
just like gone wild.
Catch 22, you know. You're going to lose either way if you believe in this.
Well, you're wasting your time if you believe it, because it's just fiction. The whole thing is fiction. It's information is released over years. I guarantee if they're not writing the story on the fly, then it was written at the time. And just like any time release bomb, the information is put on a timeline and released over time. They accelerate the release of information about 9/11 6 weeks prior to 9/11 every year to help reinforce the myth. And it's just a process. It's a procedure.
So going back to, you know, September clues, I guess. I mean, it's good that he doesn't pinpoint and try to tell you what, like, his viewpoint is. He pretty much just kind of gets you to question it, because what I came away from it is Or, and I'd like your response and what you possibly think it was. Do you think it was, you know, I mean, there were definitely explosives in the building, but do you think that there was a cruise missile and that it was just highlighted over by, you know, animated planes?
No, why would there have to be a cruise missile? Especially since the whole thing has to be perfectly orchestrated. Why would you risk firing something and missing? As a real cruise missile could, you don't know necessarily what would happen if it hit the building. Would it go right through and land somewhere in someone's lawn? There's just no reason to do anything that's out of control. I believe they could probably have blown some holes with conventional explosives on the prescribed floors. I believe that would technically be very, very realistic and very intelligent thing to do if you wanted to simulate a plane crash in the building. I believe the smoke would definitely be created and augmented through the various techniques of explosives or smoke machines. But that would be the show for the people that actually looked up and actually could see from a distance as well. But the show you saw on television wouldn't have been the same. It would have been similar, but not the same, because it would have had to have been created with all different Hollywood techniques, digital CGI, overlays, but nothing would have been left to chance. No, the missile was a theory that September Clouse had back in 2008, but Simon's since modified his belief because it's some of the points that I just mentioned.
So I'll have to get away from just the cruise missile aspect, but I mean, if you look at the Pentagon, that thing was completely like shot down by, that was shot by like a submarine surface to air missile. Just even the trajectory.
Why do you think they would use a real ordnance against that building?
Well, if you, like, the missile went through like 11 brick, like, tank walls. I think the only thing that could.
I just taught you the lesson about fakery, and you just mentioned 11. I didn't even know it was 11.
It was 11 walls. There's 11 walls in the Pentagon, and the 11th wall, like when it hits like the middle, the last wall in the inner interior of the Pentagon. Yeah. It's a small hall though. It's not a huge hall.
But do you see what you're saying? 11?
No.
Just recite. How could any weapon or any human designed weapon possibly only go to the exact number of walls to match their occult theory and belief system? How would that be possible? The odds against that are incredible. Of course it's a fabricated story to get you spinning and get you wondering about the different magical powers they have to make things happen.
Yeah, and the office that was hit in the Pentagon, it's just too funny. It's like the same office that was hit was the office that was investigating the, what is it, $2.1 billion that was missing from the Pentagon.
Do you understand how that's just a story? It's a story to keep you spinning?
I'm just trying to put it in the air.
No, but that's a story as well. Do you really think that the government is so incompetent that they would just lose track of $2.3 trillion? That story on the surface is unbelievable. It's impossible to believe. And the IRS is missing 50 cents, they send out a letter. So you really think that there's no method for their people to track down $2.3 trillion? That story is unbelievable, but it's meant to portray the government as being incompetent. The government itself is a bit of an illusion. But it's an unbelievable story that you choose to believe at your own peril.
I mean, these are just the stories that come out that I tell my friends about. I mean, I had told my friends about it.
Yeah.
And, you know, just the coincidence in that, and just the insanity of just that happening, the possibility of even just that happening, it's infinity. It's the impossibility.
So what you saw of the Pentagon was, again, in the media, which I am accusing of fabricating all the footage. Unless you're on the ground, you would have probably seen some kind of destruction, which, again, would have been done by a controlled demolition, because just the definition controlled means they completely control exactly, quite precisely, and they're quite good at it. And we see, I believe, real examples of controlled demolition all the time when they take down buildings. And that is one of the reasons on fakeologist.com that I post controlled demolition of major structures and how they clear the area, they time the area, the method and the direction of the toppling of the structure is very, very well controlled. It's very well thought out, and it works very, very well.
Yeah, like, how does that building not fall? I mean, it looks like it breaks in half, but then just falls downward. It is so just, I wish I could talk to someone that officially saw the buildings fall, but, you know, no one saw them fall unless they were in a building themselves. People were scared as shit, probably, when they were actually falling to keep their eyes on it.
Fortunately, there's no way of telling a real witness from a fake witness.
No, you're totally right. And now...
Hey, Gio, can you just give me 2 minutes here? I gotta...
Something. Sure. Yeah, I'll just be hanging out. Now my keyboard's working.
All right, Geofree, you still there?
Yeah. Have you seen the new moon picture? They say it's like the second picture ever of the Earth in one photo shot, like in one full shot with the moon passing through it.
And I have, and what is the source? Who is the source of that?
Yeah, they say NASA. I forget where. I might be able to try and find the official link, but, I mean, it just looks terrible.
Yeah, well... My views on NASA are very clear. NASA is the science wing of fakery. They control the entire space discussion, discourse, and therefore, because there's so much evidence of fraudulent activity on behalf of NASA, therefore anything and everything that they come up with could be considered fraudulent. Really not a lot to say or do comes NASA. That is their job, is to control the discussion of anything related to space.
So, the U.S. is now, you know, sending astronauts through Russia. I mean, supposedly, like, I mean, this is what the official story is. And we just gave them $580 million, I think, for, like, the next few years. Like, what do you think that's all about?
What aspect do you want to know about? Because, again, it's just another story that comes out of NASA that needs to be completely discounted.
Like, it's total dichotomy. It's like, we're supposed to be hating Russia. I mean, the whole White House is pretty much trying to get us to think that we should hate Russia. There's all these, you know, sanctions now. You know, people throwing out food in Russia, and it's food that they could eat, but they're just destroying it because of these sanctions and shit. I guess it's probably that point of view. Like, what we're supposed to be hating them, but yet we're still facilitating our greatest scientific endeavors, supposedly, to... through a proxy of Russia who we hate. And like it's just so funny, because it turns out that it is so fake in its foundation. It just shakes.
Exactly. And it's one more example of them saying one thing and doing another. Therefore, all you see is contradictions. And it's that contradiction that creates confusion and a form of cognitive dissonance. And that cognitive dissonance, natural reaction is to withdraw your mind from the situation and not deal with it.
Yeah, that's how I see most of the people I know. They just they're so busy, you know, just with regular life to even think about, like, these contradictions and stuff. It's so beyond them, because it totally scares the whole paradigm of their perception, which everyone, you know, falls in line with for the most part.
Just give me a minute here. All right, still there, Geofree?
Hello, Unreal.
Now to discover talent, you actually see that there are lots of...
Hi, this is the voice of Hoi Polloi from cluesforum.info, and I have no control over how this recording is being used to promote Fakeologist Radio at fakeologist.com.